Unraveling Market Myths, Insights from Robert J. Schiller's Irrational Exuberance. What was the context of the Irrational Exuberance S publication? Irrational Exuberance, written by economist Robert J. Schiller, was first published in March 2000, just before the bursting of the dot-com bubble. The context of its publication was marked by a period of significant optimism in the financial markets, particularly in technology stocks. Against this backdrop, Schiller argued that the high valuations of stocks, especially in the tech sector, were driven more by speculative behavior and psychological factors than by fundamental economic realities. The book critiques the prevailing belief in the efficient market hypothesis, which suggests that stock prices reflect all available information and that markets are self-correcting. Schiller emphasized that investor behavior can be influenced by irrational factors, leading to market volatility and bubbles. He warned that the exuberance surrounding the stock market at the time was unsustainable and could lead to a severe decline. In addition to addressing the stock market, Schiller also explored real estate markets, suggesting that similar irrational behaviors could lead to housing bubbles. The book gained prominence after the market crash in 2000, as it resonated with the experiences of investors who faced significant losses in the years that followed. The insights offered by Schiller in Irrational Exuberance have since become foundational in behavioral finance, highlighting the psychological aspects of economic decision-making. What real-life examples does the Irrational Exuberance use to support its arguments? Irrational Exuberance, written by Robert Schiller, discusses the phenomenon of speculative bubbles in financial markets, particularly focusing on the dot-com bubble of the late 1990s and the housing bubble that preceded the 2008 financial crisis. To support its arguments, Schiller uses several real-life examples, including 1. The dot-com bubble. Schiller details the rapid rise and fall of internet stocks in the late 1990s. He examines how investor optimism and media hype led to irrational investment behavior, resulting in unsustainable valuations for many tech companies. 2. The housing bubble. The book discusses the surge in housing prices leading up to the 2008 financial crisis. Schiller highlights factors such as easy credit, speculative buying, and the perception that housing was a safe investment, contributing to an unsustainable increase in home prices. 3. Historical bubbles. Schiller references historical market bubbles, such as the South Sea Bubble of the early 18th century and the Tulip Mania of the 1630s, to illustrate how similar patterns of irrational behavior have occurred throughout history. 4. Behavioral economics. The book incorporates findings from psychology and behavioral economics to explain why people often act irrationally in financial markets. Schiller discusses concepts like herd behavior, overconfidence, and the influence of social dynamics on investment decisions. 5. Market predictions. Schiller critiques the use of traditional economic models that fail to account for human behavior and sentiment, emphasizing the need for a more nuanced understanding of market dynamics. Through these examples, Schiller effectively argues that markets can be driven by irrational factors, leading to significant price distortions and eventual corrections. The book stresses the importance of recognizing these patterns to mitigate risks and promote more rational investment strategies. What advice does the Robert J. Schiller give to investors? Robert J. Schiller, a renowned economist and Nobel laureate, has shared various pieces of advice for investors over the years. Here are some key points. 1. Long-term perspective. Schiller emphasizes the importance of a long-term investment strategy rather than attempting to time the market. He advises investors to focus on the fundamentals of their investments and to hold them for the long haul. 2. Diversification. He advocates for a well-diversified portfolio. This can help mitigate risks associated with market fluctuations and economic downturns. 3. Be aware of behavioral finance. Schiller often discusses the psychological aspects of investing. He warns against letting emotions drive investment decisions, such as fear and greed, suggesting that investors should be aware of their biases and the collective behavior of the market. 4. Valuation matters. Schiller promotes the idea of considering valuation metrics when investing. He is well known for the Schiller P/E ratio, CAPE, which helps investors evaluate whether an asset is overvalued or undervalued relative to historical norms. 5. Invest in things you understand. He advises investors to focus on industries and companies they understand, as this can lead to better investment decisions and less volatility. 6. Accept uncertainty. Schiller recognizes that the future is uncertain and that it's essential for investors to be comfortable with some level of risk and uncertainty in the market. 7. Consider alternative investments. He encourages exploring investments outside of traditional stocks and bonds, such as real estate or innovative financial products, to achieve better diversification. These principles reflect Schiller's broader views on investing in the context of economic cycles, human behavior, and market dynamics.
Ich glaube, ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Mettel. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas-Dog-Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas-Dog. Gibt es überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.